Since you're, I had you freshman year, and that was my first semester, and it was your class was kind of like an introduction to my high school and what high school classes would be like and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I remember also being struck by, you would always talk about how you were bullied in school because of your Middle Eastern heritage. Mm-hmm. How does that like affect you when you deal with like any racism or even leading you to go back to work in a school?
That's a big question there. So I was a sophomore in high school when 9/11 happened, and you probably weren't even alive when 9/11 happened.
I was two.
You were two. Oh, okay, so a little baby. All right. Everyone, because my mom was a teacher at my high school, everyone knew that she was married to an Arab man. And after 9/11, just my family's house was egged. The cars were keyed. Some of my best friends in high school decided they didn't want to be my friend anymore. Then now what I try to do in my classroom with kids that are different, and I look at where we teach. I teach in Durham, North Carolina, and we have such a diverse and rich culture and city. And I think my job as an educator and as a human being is to make those kids feel safe.
Yeah, I think the first day of class, when you opened up about like having that stuff happen to you and establishing that bond, especially on the first day, and establishing that where you can be open with people, it's really important to having a class, especially a class like English, where you have to talk about the subjects and not be afraid to express your opinions.
So being in here as a freshman, it opened you up to a diverse school, and it taught you that it's okay to be creative, is what I'm hearing you say.
And it's okay to joke around with teachers. And by having that creative thing and where you go back and forth with students and you talk with them and you share things with them, it makes it students care more than they would otherwise.
Yeah, that's great. That's so nice. You turned out to be a pretty good kid.
Thanks, Mom.
I'm not your mother.
I also remember Marquis. Remember him? He always used to challenge you to rap battles.
Oh.
And I was wondering, could you rap battle me, like, you know, at the end of, like, whenever I obviously pass your AP class next
year. When you're a senior and you've passed my AP class and you're on the cusp of graduation, maybe I will rap battle you.
Okay.
But be prepared to lose.
That's all I ever wanted.